those teams is going to sell for a lot of money because those are pretty valuable franchises in a very popular part of the country right now, and you got a really good team. So obviously that is big news from the NBA.
Story number three.
Last night, Aaron Judge hit his 60th home run of the season. He is now just too shy of breaking the record for the most single-season home runs in the AL. He currently leads the AL in three Triple Crown categories, batting average, home runs, and RBI. So he would be not only on top of the home run record, if he wins this Triple Crown, he'd be the first Yankee to accomplish that since 1956. So he's looking to break a lot of records this season. Judge is having a historic year in multiple ways. So he hits the 60th home run last night. They're in Yankee Stadium. They're playing the crappy Pittsburgh Pirates. And did you see the kid that caught the ball?
Did you see the dog pile when he caught it?
I saw the video of the dog pile.
He caught it, and there was a whole dog pile.
I saw the video of the dog pile, yes. And so anyways, this kid gets the home run ball last night. And come to find out, didn't ask for anything in return. He said, when he was asked about it, he said, quote, he's given so much to the organization. And so the guy apparently didn't want anything in return for the home run ball. He gave it back to Judge. They got some, him and his friends got some autographed baseballs and bats. But come on, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, you got to get a better deal than
that. You got to make some demands there, bro.
All right, so what were your, I'll give you what I would have done. Yep. I probably would have said, like, the money, you could ask for the money and you would get money, and that's great. But this kid sounds like he's a lifelong Yankees fan who really cares about the franchise.
Yeah.
I would have said, I want to hand the ball to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want the sign, ball, bat. Yeah.
Yep.
I want him to sign it off. You know, thanks for taking care of my 60th, you know, home run, whatever, on the bat. Add some value to those items that you're getting back in exchange. And I would say I want to be the one to personally deliver the baseball to Aaron Judge. And I think they easily could have delivered on that. And if you want to ask for a bunch of money, I won't blame you. But if I was that big of a fan, the kid seemed like a huge fan, that's probably what I would have done.
Like you said, he's a huge fan. I would have probably wanted season tickets.
Yeah, throw that in there. Actually, I want that in my deal, too. 5 years of season tickets.
I want season tickets to the Yankees, but if that's too high of a price to pay, which why would it be, maybe like I get like a certain amount of nights where I get like a suite, you know, get to have all my friends at Yankee Stadium in one of the suites to some of the bigger games in a certain season. Maybe that would be good.
That's pretty good.
And if I don't care about that, then yeah, I want money. I want money for the ball. I caught it. It's mine. You want it back, pay me.
The league would, Major League Baseball would eventually pay you.
Yeah.
They're going to want that
they
for
want
the
it.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I want the money. I want the money for the home run ball.
Oh, you've changed your mind? You're just going straight for the money now?
Yeah. I paid for my ticket. I caught the ball. Yeah, I want.
What if they
I
gave you compensation in Yankees, Yankees merchandise and tickets for the whatever the value is that you're asking for?
Maybe. Yeah, I could sell those. Can I sell the tickets? Yeah, maybe.
Sure, you can sell the tickets.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a Yankee, and if I was a Yankees fan, then I'd go to some games too, and
right.
I could sell away some tickets. So, yeah, I think that's fair. But just taking a couple autographed baseballs and bats, nah, dude. You got to do better than that. That was a mistake on that kid's part. He's gonna learn his lesson.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit better than that. But you know what? He's probably Aaron Judge is probably grateful for the kid. So
yeah,
like, that probably means a lot to him.
Then we're gonna talk about it in Dinner to Go. He's got, like I said, two home runs shy of breaking the record held by Roger Maris, and he'll try to go for it tonight at Yankee Stadium.
Story number four.
We talked about this on Monday. Kyler Murray got hit in the face by the Raiders fan, or supposed Raiders fan, just guy in a gray polo. Today he said that there are no hard feelings towards that guy. He said, this stuff happens fast. I know every person I've hit in the face, I did it for a reason. I don't know if he probably didn't know where he was. I don't know. It was a pretty live game. Vegas is Vegas. I'm sure he was having fun. No hard feelings towards the guy. If I see him, I'd shake his hand, but it is what it is. So Kyler Murray has forgiven the face slapper from the game on Sunday.
I think he realized after watching the video that that dude didn't try to slap him in the face on purpose.
He just looked like an excited guy, yeah, maybe aggressively high-fiving.
That's what I felt like. Because the guy was behind the people in the front row. Kyler Murray runs over excited, like yelling, and so everybody wants to like high-five Kyler Murray and you know, get close to him. And so this guy like lunges over to me, what it looked like is this guy lunges over to get a high-five and completely misses and scrapes him across the face. It didn't look like an open hand slap's going to be more towards like the side of the face. This guy kind of brushed down across the front of his face, so I felt like it was an accident just watching the video. But who knows these days? Maybe it was on purpose.
Kyler Murray said every person he's hit in the face, he's done it for a reason. But to me, like, I guarantee you, Kyler Murray, every person he's hit in the face, he's been able to see. Like, the guy who hit him in the face couldn't even see him. He was right behind, like, a crowd of other people. So, yeah, I think it was the right thing to do on Kyler Murray's side to just say that it's not that big of a deal. He didn't get hit very hard anyway. So,
right.
All is well that ends well. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today.
Get in the game.
The Lotto America jackpot is now up to $23.21 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Traveling, volunteering, spending time with family? What's your retirement look like? With income planning from Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you grow and protect your wealth. They'll look at your full financial picture and help you create a flexible strategy that considers things like market conditions and healthcare expenses, so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Visit fidelity.com/income planning. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services Member NYSE SIPC.
The Gossett Mitsubishi Summer Sales Event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross, $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With 7 seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All
75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down, sport, NU017062, MSRP 27140, cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Football season is here, and James Davis has loaded up with five-pocket performance stretch and cotton stretch pants for you to wear to those tailgates. They've also got sports shirts plus a big selection of quarter zips to help you look your best for the games when the nights get cool, and stance shirts for the perfect custom fit also remain available. It literally takes seconds to get measured. Then the folks at James Davis punch the measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside the store. You grab that shirt, put it on, and what you're going to realize quickly is that the shirt looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric, the pattern, and the shirt will be made specifically for you. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. You cannot beat it. And understand that Stant custom pants are available at James Davis as well. You need a new suit. Those Paul Bettany suits are still priced two for $895. Get a black one, get a blue one, then you'll be good to go. Simply put, we are lucky to have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it's time for you to stop by. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, jamesdavismemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Dave and Friends.
Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do?
Hour number two, yes. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, first of all, how are you? I see you you and your biking community are doing good things.
Well, it wasn't really me. Yeah, it was a nice little story that I am in this biking community.
You're a part of the biking community. I mean, you laugh, but you are. Yeah.
So what happened was that Victory Bike Studio, which is on Broad, and they Clark Butcher is the guy who runs the place. So there's another group of lovely people there too. But in order to do, like, this Saturday, there is a 100-mile ride and a 50-mile ride in Arkansas, and I'm going on the 100-mile ride. That's why I've been training, to do the 100-mile ride. I'm going to miss a Memphis home football game, so I'm just hoping nothing uneventful happens, because I've never done that. Like, if there's a Memphis home football game, I go, and I write about it. But I've been planning this for months, and in order to sort of do these rides, you have to practice. You're riding out in Shelby Forest, because you're going out, you know, you're driving out to Millington, and you're riding around out there in Millington, and you need a staging area out there. And so Clark found this school, public school out there. And is it Northside Elementary? What's the tweet say? I think it says that. And it's a school that he said, listen, can we bring like 150 bikers out here, cyclists, on Sunday morning to set up in your parking lot and whatever else? And it turns out the principal likes a big fan of the Tour de France and whatever else. And he said, sure. And so, but then what Clark did, he said, well, what do your kids need? And it's not a particularly wealthy school. And these are kids who, you know, if they do good things and they come to school every day or whatever, they get little points that they can then use at the canteen, at the snack bar. And so, but honestly, they need things like underwear and they need, you know, whatever else. And so Clark asked the cyclists to chip in. And today he presented the school with a check for $7,000. And it was just nice. And it's a, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not anything earth shaking. $7,000 isn't going to change the world, but you have two sort of different communities there sort of coming together in a way that helps both. And it just struck me that I didn't write a story about it. I just tweeted about it. It just struck me that given everything that, community has been through lately. It's a small, sweet moment that shows that, you know, what can happen if people are of good heart and generous spirit and are looking out for one another. So that's all.
You know what I admire about you? I like that what? There is always, like, you've always got something big going on. Like, you've always
really?
Got, yeah, like, whether it was Gus, like, when your dogs were having puppies, or you were a runner before, and you're a biker now,
you,
and, like,
you could argue,
I feel
could
like I need something to work towards like that. Like, this 100, I, like, are, I need that.
There are those who have said that, that it's people look at these three big shaggy dogs. Once upon a time, I had three big shaggy kids, three big shaggy sons, and now I still do, but they're out of the house. And so some have noticed that, you know, is this me trying to replace the kids with my three dogs? It is. This is true. You know how you don't know yet because you're not married with kids. But when you get married and you have kids, people say, this is, it invariably happens, what did I do with all the time that I had before? You know, you wish you'd go back now that you know what you know and know how much free time life involves before you have kids or if you don't have kids. You're like, oh, my God, if I could only have that time back to relive, I didn't realize how good I had it. And what actually happens then is when your kids up and leave home, that's sort of what's happening. You now realize, now you do have all the free time that you had before you had kids, right? But you kind of realize it and appreciate it more, and so you start doing things. Because for 20 years, you haven't really been able to do much of anything except raise your kids, which is its own delight. But I think that's part of it, is that, you know, I now don't have kids in the house, and so... So I now can start doing things. There's not a prayer that I could have been a cyclist. I mean, I guess there are dads and moms who are cyclists, but I would have found it difficult because if you're going on a, like a 100-mile ride, whatever, that's a 6-hour, you know, 5-6 hour, you know, a process. And it's not that easy to just, you know, tell your spouse, hey, I'll be back in 6 hours. I'm going for a bike ride. Like that, running was a much better thing to be when I was raising sons at home, because running, you can go for a 45-minute run and get a good run in. Whereas cycling, it just takes, you know, an hour of cycling does not get you that much exercise. An hour of the Peloton might, because you're pedaling the whole time. But if you're cycling, some of the times you're gliding or stopping at stoplights or whatever else, so it's a different deal. So it is true that maybe I have more going on, I guess to a long way of saying, maybe I have more going on now that I don't have my kids at home.
What was your biggest, like, running accomplishment?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I did. I'm embarrassed to say this because it really doesn't count. Back in the day, when you could run the Boston Marathon without qualifying for the Boston Marathon, right? You could just, and literally half the people, when I was in college, half the people who quote unquote ran the Boston Marathon didn't have numbers and didn't officially run the Boston Marathon. They were called bandits. Now you have to be qualified and you have to have a number and you have to, in order to run the marathon. Now, literally back then, half the people who ran it didn't have. And so when I was a sophomore in college, I did start in Hopkinton and finish in front of the Prudential Center. And with everybody else, I ran the Boston Marathon. And I ran it in 3:18, which is pretty fast for a dude who just decides to run the Boston Marathon. So, but it doesn't exist anywhere. So if right now actual runners are scoffing at me, and I accept that because it does not...
Well,
I did not officially run the Boston Marathon.
I asked just to say, like, how does this 100-mile bike ride compare to something like that? Like, as far as a challenge goes, you're in a different stage of your life now. But as far as a challenge goes, how is this?
I don't think it's as hard as running a marathon. I don't think it's as hard as running a marathon. But so then what I used to do then was there's a whole Memphis. What I like actually is when you get involved with whatever you get involved in. Anything, any athletic activity or anything else. There's whole communities of people, right? Like we saw with the Eliza Fletcher story, tragic of Eliza Fletcher story, what you also saw in addition was part of a story about the running community too, right? There is this incredible running community in Memphis that is it's really impressive. And there's a road race series that in the summer, you know, that 1 week you run, there's a 5K, and then I guess they take a week off, and then there's another 5K, and then there's a 5 miler, and then another 5 miler, and then a 10K, and then another 10, then a 10, another 10K, and then a 10 miler, and then another 10 mile. And I did the road race series one summer. And what the nice thing is when I got to be in my 50s, so many runners drop out because of knee problems that I started like placing in these races because I don't like, I wasn't that fast, but it was just, you know, I'd finish fourth or I'd finish whatever because there's not that many 58 year olds running anymore in 5Ks and stuff. So that was fun. And I loved the running community and I missed the running community. Now I sort of know something about the biking community. And one of the things that really impresses me about the biking community is that it is the single most diverse community that I've been involved in since I moved here. Like it's fantastic. Men, women, black, white, Latino, it's just unbelievable how, and I, honestly, I wouldn't have expected it. I would have thought cycling was kind of a white dude sport, right? But it's not. And there's a whole cycling club called the Major Taylor Cycling Club. Major Taylor was an African-American cyclist in the early part of the 20th century, I think, and the early 1900s, who was a great cyclist, you know, went up against all sorts of discrimination. And so now there's a cycling club all across the country in his name. And so, you know, in too many parts of Memphis, white people and black people operate in different circumstances and different worlds. It's certainly at church is one of those places, much too much at schools. And the cycling community, in terms of diversity, is just fantastic. And honestly, the folks at Victory, in like who are doing this 50 and 100 mile race, it's just a great mix of people. So I didn't expect to be talking about all this. And you know, I thought about writing a column about this, but I don't. Just because I'm doing it doesn't make it interesting. You know,
People are interested in you, Jeff. You have a show
on
the
voice. Everything I'm doing on the world, just because I. You know, for a long time, I didn't do cycling. And now the one thing about cycling that I don't like is, well, two things. Looming death. You know, like it is, you know, if you're putting in miles, you're on the roads. And people are distracted. There are distracted drivers out there. And the idea that anyone would honk at a cyclist seems crazy to me. Why would you do that? You're in your truck. And you're going along. Like, what is the point of that?
You're holding
get out
up.
Of the way,
yeah,
you ass.
Exactly. What? Yeah, get out of the way.
No, well, I mean, what is? You're in a big ass truck. The cyclist totally vulnerable. They actually have as much right to the road as you do. Just get into the left hand lane, pass them, and wish them well. Like, I just don't. It's weird to me, and it's not most people, but it is weird to me that people have anger towards cyclists. I don't really understand it. And I didn't understand it before I was a cyclist. It seems weird to me. But some do. But then the other thing I don't like about cycling is it's very mechanical. Like, people who do it are, you know, they're kind of gearheads a little bit. You know, like they talk about their equipment and they know how to fix things. And you got to change flats and you got to know about these gears and whatever else. And for someone who's utterly incompetent, when it comes to that stuff, I'm better with a sport where you just have to put on your running shoes and run than I am when there's a machine involved that can break and then I'm supposed to know how to fix. So that's actually one of the things I don't like about cycling.
Well, I wish you luck. I wish you luck. And
thanks for asking.
True, Gary Parrish fashion, we've just gone on a total tangent here.
Yeah,
just
on a total tangent.
But that's
fine.
I
think the point is, like, you've been in different communities too. Like, you did Iron Tribe for a while, right?
I did
Then you're in that community. And there's all these communities of people that, you know, it's probably knitting communities, you know. There's all these communities of people in Memphis. And I really do think that one of the keys to living an enriched life is being in some of these communities, right? And getting outside yourself a little bit and being with other Memphians in whatever it is that you decide to do. You know?
Yeah, I agree. And I heard you this morning talking about just the ESPN 100 list. I wanted to be able to ask you about that too, because they did release, by the way, the 26 through 10, and you know who's not on it? Ja Morant.
Yeah, right.
That means
right.
He's in the top 10.
He's obviously 9 or 10, right?
I think so. Chris and I did the math on our podcast this week, and we agreed on 10. Does 10 sound about right to you?
Well, you can make an – I think he's going to be 10, but it wouldn't shock me if he was ahead of Devin Booker at 9, right? That's the only one of the top 10 that I can see him being in front of. Beyond that, he's going to be – so he's going to be 9 or 10. There's no one else up there, is there, who you can see him bumping?
No.
LeBron, KD. Luka.
No. Jokic, so I've got the list. Indeed. I've got a list here. This is the list that Chris Harrington and I agreed on earlier in this week. Giannis, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Jokic, Luka, Embiid, LeBron, Kawhi, and Jason Tatum.
Right.
Sound
well, Kawhi
about right?
Did not make, and yeah, but Kawhi did not make that. Kawhi was 12th.
I understand, but those are the ones that we agreed on. Yeah, we agreed on that list. And then instead
that's how many? That's 9?
Yes, that's 9. So you would remove you would add Devin Booker to that list.
If you move Kawhi.
Yes.
I mean, yes, and then add Booker, and then you've got obviously we know that Ja's going to be on the list now. But the only question is, to me, the only arguable ones, you could say, okay, can he finish ahead of Devin Booker? I suppose, if you want to say, I just don't see the argument for saying he can finish ahead of Jason Tatum at this point, right? I think that Jason Tatum will be 8th, and then I think Booker and Ja will be 9th and 10th.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
The Desmond Bane ranking doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but it's not a terrible list that they've put together here. I'm actually surprised that they've done as well as they have through this. Because
two things struck me as hopeful for the Grizzlies. One is particularly hopeful, as you just sort of see this crystallize in the rankings. One is they had 5 people in the top 100, which I wouldn't necessarily have predicted. You know, they put Brandon in there, and it could have been Steven Adams in there. In fact, Chris would make the argument that Steven Adams should be there instead of Brandon Clark. But whatever. And then you've got Dylan, Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond, and Ja. So you got 5, which is good. That's pretty good. 5 of the top 100. To me, though, the most hopeful thing is if you look at the Dylan Brooks ranking, 77 was he?
Yes, 77.
Yeah. And I think he can go higher, not dramatically higher, but I think he can go higher. But then I think both Desmond and Jaren can go dramatically higher. I think you can imagine a world where both of those guys are top 30 players. I wouldn't necessarily predict a world where they're both top 30 players, because things have to go right for both of them to get there. But I can absolutely imagine a world where they're both top 50 players and might predict it. And top 30 players, both of them, is not without beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah, you have to feel good about where they are, based, especially if you just take the top 100 and you divide it among the teams. Basically, every team should have a little bit more than 3 players, and the Grizzlies have 5.
Right.
So to me, that suggests, hey, you have a deep, good roster. And I can totally imagine a scenario in which Zaire Williams makes this list next year, too. So you have to feel good about the sheer numbers. But in order to win, you're going to, like, the championship, you're going to need some more top 30 guys. And I think you nailed it. Like, if Brandon can be a top, 70 player, and the rest of the guys, Bane and Jaren, can become top 30 players, you have a championship roster there. And so all in all, very encouraging. But I heard you talking about that this morning, so I definitely wanted to touch on that with you. Jeff, as always, I really appreciate you joining me.
You're tossing me now. That's it.
I'm just tossing you. See,
like you're tossing me like I'm Memphis and you're Missouri. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, we could talk about Memphis and Missouri. Missouri... are they getting screwed? Is Memphis getting screwed, or is Missouri just...
you can't really, in a sense, they're getting screwed and that they had to go to Missouri and get their ass kicked, and now Missouri doesn't have to come here, right? So in a sense, they're getting screwed. That's true. On the other hand, a contract is a contract is a contract. Like, this is not Jackson State trying to get out of the Southern Heritage Classic when they have a contract that commits them to being in the Southern Heritage Classic. Here, I'm presuming, I haven't seen the contract, but I'm presuming that people have damage, you know, clauses for what, you know, in the contract. If we're going to cancel this, you get X dollars. And I think that's what's happening here. So, yes, they are in a sense, and they're getting screwed. Memphis had to go there, and now they're not coming back and coming here. On the other hand, if you're living up to the terms of the contract by paying what you have to pay in order to get out of it, you are technically, you know, you're not breaching the contract. You're doing one of the things the contract gives you an option to do. So legally, it doesn't sound like you're getting screwed, but broadly speaking, yes, they're getting screwed.
As someone who has read many of those contracts for basketball, there has to be some sort of buyout there.
Yeah,
I'm sure they tried to negotiate it down. Yeah, they probably tried to negotiate it down a little bit, but in the end, you have to honor what's on the dotted line there. And it's a shame because this is probably the first of many changes that are coming. Because as the SEC goes to the 9-game schedule, I just have a feeling they're going to be kicking a lot of these games that everybody cares about.
Well, and this fits what you know, President Hargrave said to me not long ago when he was talking about he believes there's going to be 60 or 70 teams that play each other. And I said, well, are they going to play other people too? And he said, not really, no. You know, he said, they're not really going to play. You know, they're going to, because the way you get premium, it's all about TV money. And the way you get premium TV games is having elite team play elite team. And so the more of those you have, you get more TV money. And he doesn't see any incentive. So then there becomes an urgency to make sure you are one of the teams that's in that elite bucket, playing the other teams that are in the elite bucket. Right now, Memphis is not. And obviously, the goal, as it ever has been, is to get there somehow.
Hopefully they can find some sort of solution to this and get a better team on the schedule, because it's a bummer when you lose a big SEC team like that. I guess they're not a big SEC team, but they're a relevant opponent on the schedule in a winnable game.
And it would have been a thing. Yeah, you can make a mark.
Hopefully they can get that figured out. All right, Jeff, I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, when we come back, we'll continue some Grizzlies talk. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Talk saves lives. Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening special, our annual 2-hour national mental health conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Hear from some of the biggest names in music and sports, insights from respected mental health professionals, and of course, your stories. Join us for a constructive and supportive conversation about our mental wellness right here and on the free Odyssey app. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk saves lives.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Hysaw means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can make you an instant cash offer. And remember, Josh offers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I trust if I needed to sell my home, Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach them 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysaw.com or Google Josh Hysaw Team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online, GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
175, once at 4.5% APR, 3,500 down, Cherokee, ND5, 22552, MSRP 38,785, Ram, NS17135, MSRP 39745, includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
What's your retirement look like? With Fidelity Income Planning, a dedicated advisor can help you create a flexible income strategy to grow and protect your wealth so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have done this now, and they are living to the life to the fullest pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
Get ready for Luke Bryan. Live. Raised Up Right Tour.
Raised Up Right.
October 6th, Landers Center. Luke Bryan with special guests Riley Green, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center September 22nd through October 2nd. Go to MidSouthFair.com.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Walk the hill with the
Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he'd a cool out and he drill.
Congratulations to Grizzlies guard John Conchar for getting his deal done with Nike. The report from Nick DiPaolo last night. Does this mean we're going to get Jitty shirts with the swoosh on them? Because that's what I'm here for.
Come on, I think that would be pretty sweet. Of course we're getting that.
I don't think we're going to get like the Magic Conch ones or anything because I don't think a signature shoe deal is in order. But it would be pretty cool to have some sort of John Conchar merchandise, I think, for Grizzlies fans. It would be pretty popular, too, because he's a very popular player. So that's what Nike got right. Nike also got something wrong today. I'm not going to tweet it out because I don't want to spoil the surprise for people that want the surprises. But I saw over at sportslogos.net, it's Chris Creamer is the name of the person with the account at sportslogos.net. He always does a great job of documenting all the different types of jersey leaks and logo leaks and all those sorts of things. It looks like he discovered today that the Nike Spain shop has just put the new Grizzlies statement edition jerseys up for sale.
Oh,
in Spain.
No.
Before the Grizzlies have had the chance to release the jerseys, and they haven't taken it down yet. Like, if you're in Spain, you can go buy the new Memphis Grizzlies jersey before everybody else.
I'm looking at the picture. They look sweet.
Yeah, they look good. Like, that is the good news that I think lots of people are going to like these, the jerseys. Now, this is kind of not, this is not the City Edition, I think, is different than this. The Statement Edition is kind of, they've had it for several years now. It's with the baby blue color. But these are pretty sweet jerseys. I don't want to ruin it for somebody that wants to keep it as a surprise and wait for the hard work that all the people do over at the Memphis Grizzlies. But it just does feel like, at this point, it's dang near impossible for these things not to leak out, whether it's a Dick's Sporting Goods employee or, in this case, Nike screwing it up. it's just really, really hard to keep those things under wraps. But these are some slick looking jerseys.
Yeah, man. They are cool. They are cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go on them, but I'll wait and get mine when they come to the team store.
I also think that the jerseys that this is not the only set of new jerseys, is my understanding, that the Grizzlies have coming this year. And people are going to be fans of both, is my prediction. Like, there's a lot of confidence that the jerseys...
What is it? It's two new City Edition jerseys?
One's called Statement Edition, and then the teams also have City Edition. Like, very poor images of both have leaked now at this point.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't buy too much stock in the poor, like, not very clear imaging of the other jerseys, because I think people are really going to like them. So if you want to spoil the surprise for yourself, be my guest. I will not do it for you. All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The SEC.
Hooker out of the shotgun. Option play. Gibson, Sampson to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboards. He dives to the pylon.
Number 24 to takes on number 11, Tennessee. Saturday, pregame begins at 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30, live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
The SEC.
SEC.
All fall, y'all. Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
I did a site visit, and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estee's Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
A receptionist and at least 4 new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. It's the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best, the absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. I hope you never deal with a disaster. You know, something like water damage due to a busted water heater or frozen pipes or a toilet that overflows. I don't want you to ever have to deal with fire damage or smoke damage, mold, or damage caused by some storm, straight line winds. But if you ever encounter any of these issues, please make sure to call ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. The motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24/7. It's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com.
Turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to place a one-game parlay wager with at least 4 legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back in free bets up to $25. Log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. All you have to do is opt into the one-game parlay insurance promotion, then place a one-game parlay wager with 4 legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hey guys, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I want to give you a tip. If you need a gift and you don't have any, you got to get diamond stud earrings. It's the little black dress of jewelry. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive, just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah. Or KiaMountMoriah.com.
$650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
On the south side, we got 6 poly panels. And please, make sure they're flush.
Kwame is converting everyone on the block to solar power.
Please get a crew to wrap up 202 South Duane.
He needs more certified installers before the sun sets on his business boom.
Let's pick up the pace. We got a long day.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If it's just another day, that doesn't mean you deserve just another shower. Nebbia by Moen Quattro creates 4 unique shower experiences. Relieve, soothe, clarify, and cleanse to give you all the escape while using 50% less water than standard showers. Making your everyday routine an experience. Water designs our life. Who designs for water?
Moen. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Back for the final time today. Big thanks to Jeff Calkins and Jeffrey Wright for joining us today. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Missouri does not want to play Memphis anymore in football. They did not show up on the Missouri Tigers schedule when they announced that yesterday. It sounds like they're just trying to buy their way out of the situation. We fear that this is probably going to be the first of many games that end up getting dropped as the SEC adds teams and goes to a 9-game schedule. We don't know exactly about the future of some of the biggest rivalries in the sport. We also learned that Ja Morant's a top 10 player in the NBA, according to ESPN. The final versions of those of that list get announced tomorrow and on Friday. I think tomorrow is 10 through 6, and Friday is the top 5. I would expect Ja is on the list tomorrow, so we will find out where he is.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Got to go with Major League Baseball. Will history be made tonight at Yankee Stadium? It's the Yankees taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates coming up at 6:05 on ESPN+. Aaron Judge looking to break the AL single-season home run record tonight. He just needs 2 home runs to do so. He hit number 60 last night to break Babe Ruth's record, looking to get to 62 tonight and break the record held by Roger Maris set back in 1961. And if you don't have ESPN+, that's where the game's going to be. I saw that ESPN, regular ESPN, is going to be doing live look-ins every time he goes to, every time he's at bat tonight. They're running like a soccer matchup tonight. But if you don't have ESPN+, tune into that. They'll have all of Judge's at-bats tonight. It's Yankees minus 295 right now at FanDuel. But that's not the bet tonight.
What is it, Big Bet Bennett?
I said last night to do a Judge home run. We cashed that. So tonight, let's have some fun. Let's root for history and go Aaron Judge to hit 2 home runs tonight and beat the single season record. You can get that right now at plus 1700 on FanDuel. So that's the play, Judge to hit 2 home runs. Look, I know you're saying that's come on, man. That's really hard to do. I saw it happen this summer when I went and saw them play the Orioles. I saw him hit 2 home runs in a game. So it can happen. He can do it.
Look, I get it. I understand. And we're excited about history here. I think there's a pretty good chance that if the Pirates pitch to him the first time around and he hits a home run, they're just going to be done pitching to him the rest of the night. That's where I worry about the
fair,
bet.
Fair.
You got intentional walks to worry about here. So
it's a good point, but
the Pirates should not stand in the way of history. If the Pirates try to stand in the way of history and pitch around this guy, then screw the Pirates. The Pirates are too bad to be playing that way. They're not going to the playoffs anyway. Just pitch to them every time.
Yes, sir.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watzgolf.
Okay, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm excited about this. The first 3 episodes of the brand new Star Wars series Andor are streaming right now on Disney Plus, dropped today. This show follows the story of future rebel spy Cassian Andor, played by the great Diego Luna. And this is actually a prequel to the Star Wars movie Rogue One that came out a few years back, which Rogue One's awesome. Probably one of the best modern Star Wars movies, in my opinion. Andor takes place 5 years before Rogue One. And like, if you're a casual Star Wars fan trying to keep up with the timeline, basically this takes place after Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. The Galactic Empire has already taken control of the galaxy. All the Jedis are presumed dead, and the Rebel Alliance is beginning to form. So this is the lead-up to the events Andor is that happen in, you know, Episode 4, A New Hope, which is, you know, the original Star Wars. So first review's looking really good for Andor, so that's what I'm going to be watching tonight on Disney+. And if you're not into Star Wars, new 10-part series dropped on Netflix today called Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. That's kind of redundant. Why do they have Dahmer in there twice? But that's the name of the movie or the series. This stars Evan Peters as the notorious serial killer slash cannibal who murdered and dismembered 17 people between 1978 and 1991. Many of his later murders involved necrophilia, cannibalism, and permanent preservation of body parts, typically all or part of the skeleton. And Dahmer is available now. That dropped today on Netflix.
I like the true crime stuff for sure. This is not like a documentary.
No,
this is like a show.
No, this is a, I think it's a mini series. I don't know if they're planning on doing multiple seasons of this thing. I think it's just like a 10-part mini series.
I don't know if that's quite my style, but I don't know. That got my attention, so I may have to check that out tonight and see what's going
on. Yeah,
there.
And if you're not looking for some, if you're not into like, you know, murder and dismemberment, looking for something a little bit lighter, there's an Office marathon on Freeform and a brand new season of the Emmy award-winning series Abbott Elementary on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go read Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington, all the guy does is put out good stuff. He has a Grizzlies column up today that you can check out. I'm going to go read it as soon as I get off of air here. I'm sure it's fantastic. It's about the burning questions as we look towards training camp with the team. He also had a really interesting story. He spotlights the Mud Island Amphitheater and the Mid-South Coliseum.
Yeah.
And just what kind of problems the city has, if any. Well, clearly there are, of trying to revive those types of venues, the different challenges of trying to revive those types of venues. And in a city where rebuilding things and repurposing things happens all the time, why have those two places escaped us? I could not recommend that column anymore from Chris over the Daily Memphian. So go check
that out. What's on tap for tomorrow?
I will be back tomorrow. We will talk about the Thursday night football game that is coming up. We'll probably talk a little bit more Grizzlies since
yes,
the Grizzlies season is right around the corner. But until then, for Bennett and for Drew, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front wheel drive, $287 per month for 36 month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit, Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Case Legal Media is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all military members or military families or contractors that spent time at Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-817-0385 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved, and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-817-0385. That's 800-817-0385. 800-817-0385.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have done this now, and they are living to the life to the fullest pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. That's right, studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation, even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-305-1562. That's 800-305-1562. 800-305-1562.
Get ready for Luke Bryan. Live. Raised Up Right Tour. Raised Up Right. October 6th, Landers Center. Luke Bryan with special guests. Riley Green, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan.